Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with John Danilowicz. We've been talking about the flu epidemic this year and what we can do to protect and prevent in such a high rate of illness this year. You were speaking about the ratios being so much higher in children actually dying in the U.S. What's an average year?
Well, the average year, from what I understand, is somewhere in around the 40 to 50 mark for the U.S. And this is going to be more than doubled, triple actually. A normal year. So it just shows you how virulent and strong this particular season was and is and continues to be. And here's the thing is that the CDC was talking about a second wave of flu coming through on the back end of this one, and that we will actually see a narrower window of runoff through what would typically be the summer. Another spike beginning in late fall. So it's really never not a good time to be talking about colds and flus, because it's just now I'm not sure that there's so much of a lower season to it compared to what it used to be like years ago.
Mm-hmm. And what is causing these bugs to be so strong, and what is causing them to replicate in a different way?
Well, they've always had the ability to replicate and mutate and do what's called a seasonal drift. Mm-hmm. But we really think that for example, you will recall the Middle Eastern rhinovirus, the MERS virus, and that had the world very frightened for quite some time, still is. A lot of these viruses are able to move within literally the populations and jet streams, if you will, meaning the upwardly mobility of us as a global family, and that those viruses that would normally not have been able to make their way as quickly from one continent to the next are able to in hours simply by being carried by people. And then, of course, you've got the substrains that are equal to both animals and us humans. So, you'll hear about influenza A and influenza B and how some is just animal and some is human and animal. And so that also adds to the burden. And probably the overlying fact that we as a population are having more and more issues with our immune systems, period.
Mm-hmm. And you touched on using antibacterial formulas for your hands, to always be putting that on. Is that good or is that harmful in our ability to stay strong against viruses?
Well, actually, there's a lot of data that is proving itself to show that it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, it's so pervasive everywhere. And I know we're trying to get on top of it, for example, entering into hospital settings or clinics like I do when I go to the labs at UBC here.
Mm-hmm.
But in the general sense, especially for children, they're showing that just doing the simple hand and soap washing stills allow a level of our own natural bacteria, which is really the first order of our defense. Mm-hmm. If we keep stripping those layers away, which is what some of these hand sanitizers are literally doing, then we're literally opening ourselves up to being more vulnerable, and that's proving itself out.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do with our wee ones, like preschoolers, younger children? How are we going to bolster them against all this coming?
Well, again, it kind of comes back to what is the scope of being allowed, or of having kind of the natural immunity to set itself up, looking at diet, reducing the amount of sugar, and then looking at some possible supplementation, which is what our group has done with, for example, Purica. We are the science and research and development team behind two of the products called Prevent and Prevail, which is which is totally within the category of our conversation today.
Mm-hmm. And they're safe for anyone. There's a product there for children, for the younger children, that's very, very safe.
Yeah, let me tell you about that for a minute. We're very proud of this. It's hard to get a label claim for fever, cold, cough, and sore throat, and it's even harder to get that for children. And the formula that we worked on for almost 6 years was a formula that is widely used, actually, by the largest health authority in the world, which is the government of China. And, you know, because their population uses a lot less Western influenced drugs or medication, they can't afford to be wrong when they tell 1.5 billion people that this is a formula that's effective against and has been tested against things like bird flu, swine flu, and SARS, that this particular formula, and it's used in the children's hospitals through IV, is effective for all upper respiratory cold and flu, avian A, and the spectrum of it, because it does one simple thing, Kathy. It's not about bolstering the immune system. And in fact, when you have the cold or flu, we don't recommend taking immune-stimulating anything. You're better off to do, for example, with Prevail, it only has one single action, and that action of the three herbs is to reduce and slow and stop, actually, the viral replicating cycle, the RNA transcription, and it also stops attachment and internalization. So it's highly effective, and we only launched it not even a year ago through Purica. I say 6 years because we knew that there were some stability issues, and that was what our team worked on. And actually, Dr. Hal Newball, who is our medical director, he's a Harvard-trained medical doctor and a two-time Nobel nominee. His work for his nominations were in upper respiratory disease and distress, and he was glad to bump into us, and how he joined our team was because of knowing that this formula, when he was a visiting professor in China, that why had this formula never made its way out of the kind of out of the out of Asia, if you will, and it was because of the stabilization that our team figured out and conquered.
Okay. So all the research on the honeysuckle and the skullcap and the forsythia would have been done in China?
No, it's actually, it has, believe it or not, which is rare to middle to none, if you will, to have a formula that's been as well documented clinically. It has over 2,000 clinical trials that have been done all over the world, including the World Health Organization that actually conducted a study and confirmed the effectiveness of the remedy for flu.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple stats on it, so is that because this large health authority ordered it as a number one priority protocol for the fight of colds and flus, that's where the rest of the world ended up doing its own clinical trials. And in fact, it has a 84% 3-day effective rate for cold, which is pretty staggering, and it has a 91% to 95% effective rate for influenza, for flu.
Wow. So it is it the synergy of these three herbs, or is, I don't know, skullcap is a beautiful nervine. It'll make you handle feeling a little better. But do the other two actually work together to stop the replication of the virus?
They do. Actually, the three of them synergistically work from a number of perspectives that include not only antiviral but antibacterial. They've been shown to have and again, because viruses all replicate the same, Kathy, so all viruses replicate the same way. So if you can shut down that replicating mechanism, it can be effective on whether it's a mutated version from SARS to today's H3N2 or H1N1 to today's H. Then you're working from that perspective rather than trying to hit it from an immune cell level, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And so this is totally different than the good old echinacea, which used to increase the white blood cell count.
Yes, it totally is. It has a kind of a one function property, albeit as brilliant as it is and as complex as it is, it kind of just does one simple thing for children, adolescents, and adults, and highly effective. And that's not to take away from what can we do all year long, and in terms of, you know, can we support our immune cell activity? And there is a product from Purica called Prevent, and it's patented. It's won a number of international awards for its absorption platform. And basically, it's a ginseng and astragalus, which I know you and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard before. The difference here is that it's a post-metabolite, which is allows for a proper level of absorption, because we humans have a very hard time absorbing herbs, albeit A to Z. And the thing to this in its simplicity is that it helps with immune cell activity in terms of modulating our immune system. So instead of us knowing whether you have whether you need to have a stronger lift in your immune cell activity, or for people that have an autoimmune like I do with eczema and psoriasis, I actually need to kind of temper down my immune cell activity. It modulates itself, which is actually what our body used to do, and why we're questioning why are we seeing so many autoimmune issues. Why mm-hmm. is the Canadian Cancer Institute telling us that one out of every two of us will develop cancer in our lifetime? So,
which is autoimmune?
Which is, you know, and again, it's to do with at any given time, our bodies are going through what would be called, mutation or gene expression, and normally under most circumstances our body at any given time is handling those expressions.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening that we're not is the question.
That's right. Well, I'd like you to just clarify, we're just running out of time, but Prevent is safe on an ongoing. You can use it to keep the immune system stronger. And Prevail, that you were speaking about with the three herbs, is specifically for if you're coming down with the colds or flus, right?
100%.
Can you let us know really quick where we can find these Purica products?
Well, you can generally find them in some of your finer health food stores. I know that they're available. I've actually been to one of the stores in Prince George there at
Ave Maria.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm talking so much these days on all of this, so I apologize to you and the listeners. But yeah, it's and they've just completely taken off like wildfire, and it's tagged to this incredible year, but at the same time, it's been so effective that we've had multiple times that Purica has run out, not knowing that there would be the level of this, because people have been buying many bottles for friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's great to have them on hand, have them in your cupboard, because the flu season and cold season just doesn't seem to let up anymore. So thank you so much for being on the show today and letting us know about these products and about the way the flu viruses are working. And we'd just like to thank you for all the research you've done, keeping us well.
Thank you, Kathy. It was a pleasure.
Okay, thanks, John. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart. That's right. But we'll just take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be speaking with Sarah Ockwell.